Let's say good morning to Majabeen Zaman, head of FX research at ANZ. So we've been talking about a couple of main issues, China being one, and then the Fed's aggressive positioning on higher interest rates. I guess the big question for Federal Reserve officials is whether the rise in U.S. pay that we've seen over the past year and a half is a one-time thing, in which case it would generally ease, or it's some kind of new structure, new feedback loop in which prices and wages drive each other up. And if that's the case, then we're in a heap of trouble. Your thoughts?
I totally agree. I think that is the biggest risk into 2023. And it's too early to say, but I think into the first quarter of the year, if we continue to see wage growth or average hourly earnings continue to show that upside move, we could be in for a completely structural change. And that's going to be very difficult to unwind. And then similarly, it'll be very difficult to price in any rate cuts, even for 2024.
So you're a head of FX research. What's your outlook for the US dollar in this environment?
Look, we think that, obviously over the last 2 months, we have seen a weaker dollar. We feel like it's a little bit of a seasonal thing. December is weaker for the dollar seasonally. We've had obviously China reopening news and a little bit of that European data, looking better than US data. So maybe that's been helping. But broadly into Q1 and Q2 next year, we are positioning for a slightly stronger dollar from where it is right now. Obviously 2022 was unidirectional dollar versus the rest of the world. I think we will see a little bit of a differentiation into this year. But still, broadly, recession risks are not here yet. Dollar being defensive safe haven currency yielding 5%. So ongoing QT will be supportive, yeah.
The big question is why? Is that it? Just simply that you think that it's basically a haven buy?
Yeah, that's one of the key reasons. And I also think that there is also scope for, there is risk for upside hawkish Fed, which means that as we saw Powell, he came out and he specifically said that, there might be room for upside on your dot plot, depending on the data. So if there's any repricing of terminal rates into Q1, that would then obviously, of course, push the US dollar higher as well.
Well, the yen used to be a haven buy, but it's had a horrible year, the worst performing G10 currency. Can you see this changing in 2023, particularly when we get a new governor at the BOJ?
Yes, especially 2023, we like the yen, we like the Swissy, the yen particularly, because I think there are already rumors that there might be a policy review coming up, and a policy review usually turns into a change in stance on monetary policy. I think what's happening in with the new change of governor, I think the only thing that would also be further supportive is that they're also having a wage resetting meeting that's taking place in Q1. And if there is a reset of your minimum wages higher, that's going to contribute to that wage growth in Japan. And of course, we have Japanese CPI out this week. That has been in an accelerating trend for the past months as it is.
Is there a currency ex-Japan in Asia that looks rock solid to you?
Ex-Japan and Asia, I think CNY has already moved more than it should on the reopening story. But who else would benefit out of this would really be, we are talking about China reopening. We are a little bit cautious of the fact that it's, as we saw on Friday, there was a China economic conference and they were really focusing on your domestic consumption and services recovery rather than your industrial production and fiscal stimulus and those sort of things. And so if we look into the next 6 months or beyond and see, domestic driven recovery, that's probably going to probably benefit the Thai part just from the outgoing tourism. But again, it seems like that's probably a second half 2023 story. I think there's going to be, with the COVID cases, it's going to get worse before it gets better.
Yeah, well, typically a revival in China would mean strengthening commodities. We've got an interesting story out of Australia today, that coal is going to overtake iron ore thanks to the energy crisis. So what are your thoughts around this and your outlook for commodities currencies?
Also, that's a great question because with China, we were just looking at it today. When we look at the Aussie and the Kiwi, which tend to be beneficiaries of China, now Australia benefits with, iron ore and coal exports, but New Zealand benefits from dairy. So if we are actually talking about domestic consumption reviving, then I think that the New Zealand exports may fare slightly better than the Aussie exports in the near term. Having said that, obviously moving forward, I guess depending on the growth outlook on China from the based on the basis of the investment side of things, that's probably a longer term story, which should be bullish the Aussie.
Excellent stuff. Thanks very much. Majabeen Zaman, head of FX research at ANZ.